Many states are looking into options to deal with veterinary shortages. Labor shortages in U.S. agriculture are well known, but a shortage of veterinarians is also high on that list. Idaho, like many other states that depend on agriculture as a bedrock of their economies, is looking at possible solutions to the veterinary shortage. Dexton Lake, the government affairs representative for the Idaho Farm Bureau, said the state's shortage of big animal veterinarians will be a major topic of conversation. During the recent legislative session, lawmakers imposed new requirements on students who receive state funding to attend Washington State University to become vets. Those students now have to return to Idaho and serve as a large animal veterinarian for 4 years.
Utah State University has opened their vet program, but they're also working on opening their building. And as a result, their class size will double from 40 to 80 students. And so we see this as an opportunity to be able to get into Utah's program because, you know, Idaho's a big state and not everybody wants to go clear to Washington State. There are folks who would prefer to go to Utah State. And so that'll be a conversation that we have next year.
Lake added other issues of interest for the state's producers in 2027 will include water as well as a potential fuel tax from the state of Utah. I'm Nancy Whalen with the Agribusiness News on the Agriplex Report on KDHN 1470 AM and 102.7 FM, or listen live on KDHNradio.com.